Harper Business and Harper Audio present Accountable, The Rise of Citizen Capitalism by Michael O'Leary and Warren Valdmanis, read by Joe Knezovich. They went profoundly into the science of business and indicated that the purpose of manufacturing a plow or a brick was so that it might be sold. To them, the romantic hero was no longer the knight, the wandering poet, the cowpuncher, the aviator, nor the brave young district attorney, but the great sales manager, who devoted himself and all his young samurai to the cosmic purpose of selling. Not of selling anything in particular, for or to anybody in particular, but pure selling. Sinclair Lewis, Babbitt, 1922.
I got a figure, the tenant said. We all got a figure. There's some way to stop this. It's not like lightning or earthquakes. We've got a bad thing made by men, and by God, that's something we can change.
John Steinbeck, The Grapes of Wrath, 1939. Introduction. Saving Capitalism from Itself. Division, Despair, and Dividends in Corporate America.
If all else fails, Peter Thiel has an escape route. The billionaire co-founder of PayPal has hedged himself against the collapse of society. His answer? New Zealand. Thiel purchased a 500-acre sheep farm in South Island, a comfortable 7,000 miles away from his home in California. There, he's protected from crisis, pandemic, and a population increasingly on the brink of... what? That's the worry. He's not alone. Drawn to the country's 6-to-1 sheep-to-human ratio and a neutral stance on just about everything, Thiel and his Silicon Valley cohort have contributed to a tenfold increase in applications for New Zealand's Investor Plus visas, which require a 3-year investment of over $6 million from 2010 to 2018. LinkedIn's co-founder Reid Hoffman estimates that half of his billionaire friends have apocalypse insurance. Saying you're buying a house in New Zealand is kind of a wink-wink, say no more. For those hoping to stay closer to home, $4.5 million will buy a survival condo penthouse unit in a converted missile silo in Kansas. The unit boasts 9-foot-thick walls and military-grade security. Residents can schedule airport pickup on the Pitbull VX armored truck. At the silo, they can stroll in the dog park, work up a sweat on the climbing wall, or watch the end of times from the comfort of their own movie theater. One customer wrote, "I feel better knowing that I have a luxury survival bunker for my family if anything happens." For today's wealthy, the new must-have is a way out. It feels somehow appropriate that a corporation would aim to profit from the end of capitalism. Alexis de Tocqueville noted that Americans always put something heroic into their way of trading. He wrote, "I know of no country indeed where wealth has taken a stronger hold on the affections of men." Unique in world history, America is a nation founded by corporations. Two corporations, in fact, the Massachusetts Bay Company and the Virginia Company. Both for-profit ventures before becoming political colonies. Half the passengers on the Mayflower were not Pilgrim Church members, but were conscripted by investors. Before 13 colonies became one nation, 700 English shareholders became one company. A single share in the Virginia Company cost £12, 10 shillings, 6 months' wages for an ordinary worker. For those willing to work 7 years for the company in Virginia, the share was free. As the historian Boo Srinivasan writes, those early American settlements were funded through private investment, with the risks borne by private interests and the lives of men. The lives of men indeed. After 17 years and hundreds of supply ships, 85% of Virginia's settlers had died. So King James I revoked the company's charter in 1624, forcing Virginia to be ruled as a colony instead. Those were inauspicious beginnings for a country that would win the Cold War 365 years later in the name of capitalism.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?